What?
Mate, wake up. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Dude, it's 3 a.m.
Not on Radio Sega, it bloody isn't.
Alright, let's get on with it.
Let's all wake up to a fresh brew of Sega Sunrise.
sleepy happies, sleeping heavenly bees. Single bells, single bells, single all the way.
morning and welcome to your Sega Sunrise for the 24th of December, 2021. Who can believe it's Christmas Eve already? Hey, not me. Time has crept up very suddenly, and it's even a Friday today, so that wasn't expected either. It doesn't quite feel like one. My understanding of time and dates is all over the place today. But anyway, welcome to the show. You just heard a track from the Hitmaker Soundpage, also known as the Sanpei Soundpage. That is Sanpei Christmas Song. You gotta love a bit of Tacky Dude Christmas. Before that, from Marin Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games DS, of course, you know, it's a game I love very much around this time of year, and for good reason. That's Adventure Tour Sparkle Town. What a song. And kicking off the show from, of course, Christmas Nights into Dreams. That was Dream Bells. Well then, how are we all doing on this fine, rather sunny, it was kind of sunny, in comparison to the last couple of weeks. How are we doing on this Friday morning chat? We've currently got Jamie, we've got Mary Tex, we've got Lime, and we've got Gift Wrapped for you, and anyone else who's lurking or joins in later, hello to you as well. One thing I wanted to know throughout this show is, it's just a topic that I came up with in my head. Do you have any Sega-related Christmas traditions around, say, the 25th, the 24th, or any time earlier? Or even if you've got one related into another holiday around this time of year, do let me know. I'd be interested to hear what it is that you get up to. Of course, like many others on Christmas Eve, I get up to a round of Christmas nights. Today I'm going to be hooking up the Saturn and playing through it on there, so, you know, get access to the presents mode so I can play stuff like, among other things, Sonic into Dreams, and also a bunch of the bonus modes, which will be fun. But yeah, every year I have a habit of going through Christmas nights, same as a lot of people, but that's the main one. But I want to know, have you got anything slightly more wacky? You know, say for example you got a Mega Drive for Christmas when you were younger, did you hook up the Mega Drive and play that again on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Got any consoles you hook up, any games you play, any things you do, you know, do you make, say, I don't know, maybe Sega-related snowmen, or if you got snow, that is. Apparently meant to have some tomorrow, but I'm not sure I believe that. But do you do anything like that? Do you make, you know, Christmas cookies? Anything Sega-related that you get up to on your holidays? We got in the chat, Jamie saying, how am I doing? My feet are killing me thanks to the last 4 days and they look really bad. Yeah, I can imagine standing on your feet at retail for 4 days will do that. Oh dear, my music's playing already. Let's fix that. Oh man, Sega Sunrise, it's going the same as it always does. Well then, right, back to it. We've also got Miles going in the chat who says, I'm jealous, it's supposed to rain out here in LA all weekend. I wouldn't say it's massively sunny. I would just say it's enough for me as someone who's seen grey skies for the last 3 weeks. But it isn't raining, so, you know, you take every, you take everything you can get. I'd love to have a Sega-related tradition, says Lime, but I seem to be the only gamer in my family. That's kind of me, at this point. you're smiling. Technically, there's one now, but before then, no. Not any at all. So, occasionally, we would kind of, like, hook up the... It'd be like hooking up the Wii for a run of Mario Kart sometimes on Christmas Eve. But yeah, Christmas nights is the one that I tend to get up to the most. I'll also try and get into some racing games around the time, so maybe I'll play something like Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, the original, or Transformed with some friends. That used to be a bit of a tradition, but in recent years I've kind of fallen off doing that a bit. I should get back to it, but yeah, I've kind of been slacking on that. See, Lime's got the right idea. Would love to start ASRT with my family every Christmas Eve. That would be awesome. 100% up to that. SRB2 Christmas says Suwen? I have no clue how you say that, but that's the closest I can get. If you've listened to my shows before, you know that's not my strong suit, so to say. But yeah, welcome to you as well. I know a lot of people I know tend to play Sonic Robocop 2 on Christmas Eve. Sonic Revelast 2 Kart, or whatever they call it nowadays, I don't know. I know a lot of people I know tend to play that. I do like that, I've just kind of fallen off it as well. I need to get back into all these things, but, you know, time and energy and all that sort of stuff just kind of prevents me from doing all this. But, yeah, if you're one of those places that celebrates Christmas on Christmas Eve, anything interesting show up under your tree? Any gaming-related items as well? Do let me know. Or any gaming-related items that you're, I don't know, just desperate for under that tree tomorrow if you've not quite seen what you got yet. But let me know on that front as well. As for myself, I can't really think of anything, to be honest. My main Christmas present this year was the shelf that's sitting right behind me that it holds all my Sega stuff. And if you listen to Pick 'em Mix on Saturday, I posted pictures of my shelf in this chat room. It's neat. That's the main one. Outside of that, I got myself some Christmas presents yesterday. I just bought myself some stuff, and I guess you could call that presents. So, if you didn't see Twitter as well, I managed to get my hands on a Sonic t-shirt, which was nice enough, £12. It looked really cool. I also got Team Sonic Racing, the 30th anniversary art book edition, which the art book is super nice, as can be verified. I like that a lot. It was $17.99, and I was like, that's a kind of good price, and then I can give my old copy of Team Sonic Racing to, you know, someone else. So I got that one, and it's even got like a nice little shiny logo on the cover. I like the slipcase that it comes in a lot. And I thought, yeah, great price, so I'll get my hands on that just so I have that edition of the game. Interesting thing that I picked up is that it seems to be that there are four different prints of Team Sonic Racing, as far as I can tell. There's the original print, there's a reprint they did which included slips for the Sonic movie, there's one that they did for the Tataku figurine bundle that they discontinued recently, and then there's also the 30th anniversary one. It's not like they've just slipped pre-existing discs into new cases by the looks of it. It does look to be actually new variants, which I found, yeah, interesting. And the new one comes with a colour manual as well, which I don't think any of the originals did, to my memory. So, that's kind of nice. But yeah, aside from that, Hot Shot Racing, I got that physical, because it went off Game Pass recently. So that was £10, along with the DLC. That was a very good price on PS4. And also, because I've been messing about with Homebrew on it lately, I got myself a PS4 Pro. That was the main bulky item. So went ahead and picked that up. But yeah, anything you got, go ahead and let me know. It's been nice to talk to you all this morning. Lime managed to get his hands on a PS5. That's the present I treat myself to this year. Hell to the yes. I love a PS5. I love mine quite a lot. So really hope you enjoy yours, Lime, as well. And yeah, Jamie, I know a lot of people can relate to that. Working in retail kills Christmas, 100%. I know a lot of people feel that way, and just feel that way generally, even if they don't work in retail. But I can understand that completely. Yeah, great for a full colour manual as well. It's not a black and white one just telling you to read the e-manual. It's like a full actual manual giving you game tips and stuff. I was very impressed. So that made me happy. Just to see that again in a game case was interesting. But yeah, anyway, shall we get on with some more music? First of all, I noticed in my track list, because I kind of put this track list together at the last minute, because I haven't had much time to prepare the show at all. So there's three songs from Frozen Factory here on tonight's show. Two of which are from Sonic Lost World and one's from Sonic Runners, but they're all bangers. They're tracks that always, without fail, remind me of Christmas. All for various different reasons. But first of all, let's kick it off with a slow one. So we're going to get into a track from Sonic Lost World known as Snowball Waltz. And it was played quite a lot over Winterfest. It always is. But, you know, the other Frozen Factory tracks, not as much. They don't get as much appreciation. So that's why I'm saving them for a bit later, because I love them a lot. So let's get into that. And maybe we've got some Takidu coming up in the next block as well. Who knows? I know, because I'm the one who put the track list together. But hey, this is Sega Sunrise, kicking off your Christmas Eve right here on Radio Sega. Second to last episode of the season, can you believe it? It doesn't quite feel like it's the end of December yet, but apparently it is. Let's listen to some great tunes before we head on out.
terrorized.
You just heard Fairy of Ice there from Sonic Gems Collection, a Takadude classic, a remix of his own song from Sonic the Fighters, come to think of it. That's like the only song from that game he composed. For that, from SegaNet Mahjong MJ Arcade, that was Hot Snow, a remix of the same track from Fantasy Zone. Because, you know, Sega remixes in a Mahjong game. I mean, if you've not heard of MJ by now on Radio Sega, you're doing something wrong, of course. What a great soundtrack. For that, from World of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, a game I still haven't played to completion. I really should do that, considering it's on the Mega Drive Mini. That was Christmas Box, and kicking off the block there from Sonic Lost World, that was Snowball Waltz. We're back, and it's time for the news, and I haven't been able to tune into the last couple of Sega Sunrises, so I have no clue if this has already been all spoken about. I assume maybe it has, so sorry if you've already heard it. But anyway, shout-outs to SegaBits for providing the news today. So, in recent news, a Sonic the Hedgehog 4K Bonus Stage Edition Steelbook releases just ahead of the sequel. So, it comes with two discs, presumably one's Blu-ray and one's 4K. You've also got the little Sonic and Donut Lord, a little pack-in comic book, which they seem to give with some releases. You've got some English and some Japanese art, as well as some art of the characters, by the looks of it. Of course, you've got Sonic, you've got some of the side characters. On one side, you can see Maddie. I presume on the other side is Tom. Tom's his name. I paid a lot of attention during that film, I swear. You've also got the steelbook, you've got the normal version, and you've got a big box to put it all in. It does look quite cool. It says it releases here March 15th, 2022, whereas the sequel itself will be coming out April 8th. However, it looks like, according to a friend who saw a listing on Cineworld UK, it might actually be out on April 1st here in the UK, so we might be getting a little bit early. Although, apparently somewhere like Australia or New Zealand, I can't remember which one, gets it earlier than that, so, you know, no spoilers please, crew. Anyway, in news that's very exciting to me, the official Sonic the Hedgehog Hori Switch Split Pad Pro, can't say that five times fast, is available to pre-order. It features artwork of Sonic the Hedgehog. On the left, you've got like a white outline of Sonic with a red joystick and a red D-pad, and on the right side, you've got a little art of blue modern Sonic with some Sonic-inspired font and blue buttons and a blue stick. It looks really cool. I love the Split Pad Pro. I'm a massive fan of the original one they did for Daemon X Machina. So it's like a black colour with all this red all over it, but of course, because Daemon X Machina didn't remain a Switch exclusive for more than like 2 weeks, they had to find another way of making money off it, so they just kept re-releasing them probably like a year after that deal probably expired. And now there's so many of them. There's even an awesome Mega Man one, which I'm very tempted to get as well. It's got classic Mega Man art all over it, and all the buttons are like that classic Mega Man light blue. I love it so much. I want it. I want both of them. Because, like I say, I already know I love the Split Pad from having owned one for a couple of years now. They at least don't drift like Joy-Cons, which has a positive, I suppose.
The split pad retails for $60. It is set to release at the end of January 2022. I don't remember mine costing anywhere near that much, but apparently... Yeah, it says here, Mario and Pikachu have also got split pad pros, and there's plenty of others that have released as well at some point in the past, but we're finally getting some based on third-party franchises as well. Sega announced the Astro City Mini V. It's a Tate mode Astro City featuring a bunch of vertical shmups. The temptation to pre-order it is overwhelming. I might have to do that with Christmas money, not gonna lie, because this is the last month I'm actually gonna have disposable income, so I'm gonna have to get one on order, because it's got stuff like Raiden, Truxton, also known as Tatsujin, and Gunbird. Oh man, that's a good list. There's so much good stuff on there that I want to get my hands on. I'm really hoping it has a unique soundtrack to it, because, as you know, last year on December 24th, we played you the soundtrack to the Astro City Mini Celebration album, and the year before that, we did the Mega Drive Mini Celebration album. Every year Sega release an album just in time for Christmas, I play it. This year, though, no Christmas album, so unfortunately, no Christmas Eve special from me. You'll just have to take this one this year. But yeah, hopefully when that releases next year, there'll be a little album alongside it that we can do a Radio Sega Presents on, because maybe they'll do like new music, because people got annoyed at the original background music on the original Astro City Mini. Apparently it's too repetitive and boring. I liked it a lot. It was a banger, but not as many people liked it as me, so maybe they'll compose some new music for it, and like I say, a new Arrange album would be nice. And lastly, of interest, 5 new Sega Genesis / Mega Drive games are added to Nintendo Switch Online. These were added immediately on December 16th, so you had Altered Beast. I'm tired of Sega pretending that people have nostalgia for Altered Beast. They don't. Altered Beast sucks. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Dynamite Heady, which is an actually good game. Really good game, in fact. And if you play the Japanese version of Switch Online, there is access to the Japanese version, which, for those of you who don't know, has a complete story mode, which they just cut from the Western version. And it's also a bit easier of a game if you struggle, because Dynamite Head is flipping difficult. You've also got Sword of Vermillion. I'm not particularly familiar with Sword of Vermillion. Thunder Force 2. Man, Thunder Force 2 is awesome. And Toe Jam & Earl. It's not my jam, but I know a lot of people love it. It's their nostalgic Mega Drive jam of choice, but I don't know. I've never kind of clicked massively with Toe Jam & Earl, but I know why people love it. Great music, though. Yeah, they all came to Switch Online. A nice meaty update there. I hope we get a lot more stuff in the future relating to the Sega Genesis, because you know, everyone's clamoring for those N64 Online updates, and you know, Paper Mario and Banjo-Kazooie are awesome and all that. I'm sure we'll get some great N64 Online games in the future, but I mean, there's so much potential with the Mega Drive library for something great. Although, this is presumably what they meant when Treasure said more games will come in Switch Online. But as much as I love Dynamite Heady, there was a huge part of me that really hoped that they meant Mischief Makers on the N64, because that game's criminally underrated, and more people need to play it. But nope, no sign of Mischief Makers just yet, but I hope now that Treasure are in partnership with Nintendo, they can get that sorted, because that would be awesome. Such a good game. Yeah, there we go. That's all I've really got in terms of the news this week. I think everything else has pretty much been discussed on other shows. Thank you ever so much, SegaBits, once again, for providing the news. You guys are doing the hard work. I'm just reading your website, so go ahead and check them out. And while you do so, let's get in some more tunes. First of all, we've got a track from Batman Returns, the Mega CD version, because it's a banger OST, and... oh, it's Winter Wonderland, what else would it be? Then a track from Tempo, then something from Sonic Lost World, and finally ending off the block with a track from Marin Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games. Well, let's get into it. Thank you so much for listening to the news segment, and when we come back, we'll be talking all things released on December 24th historically in the Sega world.
you ever get the feeling you're surrounded by drunken reprobates while you're trying to host your Friday Sega Party Mix Show? I do. Hi, I'm Resident SD, part-time voiceover artist and full-time host of Late and Live, The Sound of Friday Night on Radio Sega. And every Friday, I have to put up with a drunken rabble while I'm trying to present my radio show. I need to stay calm. I need to stay collected. I need the faintest chance of actually getting a sentence out properly. That's why I drink Volvic Touch of Fruit sugar-free strawberry water. It's healthy, tasty, and means I stand the chance of getting through my radio show without saying something stupid like or how I think Club Sega would sound better as an abstract ballet piece. Late and Live is not, and I can't say this clearly enough for legal reasons, not sponsored by Volvic Touch of Fruit strawberry water. Imagine I'm drinking it while the music plays on Late and Live, Friday nights at 10 p.m. UK time, only on Radio Sega.
Welcome back to Sega Sunrise. What you just heard there was, well, I mean, it's a Sega track. It's a remix from Sega Sound Team of a track from Mario. It counts. From Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games. That was Dream Curling, originally Sherbet Land from Mario Kart 64. A game I played again this year, thanks to Switch Online. That was quite fun. It was a little bit janky. I don't think it was a particularly great port. Maybe a little bit more input lag than I would have liked, but it was fun. It was still a fun game, even though it's, yeah, aged a little bit poorly in my opinion, but I enjoyed it anyway. Before that, from Sonic Lost World, that was Frozen Factory Act 1. Before that, from Tempo, that was the Winter Performance. And kicking off the block from Batman Returns, the Mega CD version, that was Winter Wonderland. Right, let's get into what Sega games released on this day. And let me tell you, it's slim pickings. Strangely enough, they didn't release much stuff on Christmas Eve. You could have guessed it, right? The main big one, and pretty much the only big one, was in 2004, Puyo Puyo Fever was released for Nintendo DS and PlayStation Portable in Japan. So, on this date, oh, first of all, I should say thank you to Sega Retro for the list, as always. On this date, in 1988, Osomatsu-kun Hachimeka Gekijo is released on the Mega Drive in Japan. Battlemania Daijinjo is released in Japan for the Mega Drive in 1993. 1996, Crusader No Remorse for the Saturn in the US. It's a lot of like books and weird one-off CD releases and stuff. You saw the release of the Dino Shokutaku 2 Koshiki guidebook in Japan. I assume that's for the game D, right? Oh no, it's for D2. Why does it just say D there then? In 1999, that was, and also in 1999, Shenmue Jukebox released as a CD in Japan. Once again, in 1999, there's a couple of things still here. Dorimaga GD Volume 4 was released for the Dreamcast in Japan. It's a Japanese demo disc, which was distributed with Dreamcast Magazine issue 1994, 24th of December. D2 was also a cover game, so maybe that was kind of related, I don't know. You also had Fighting Force 2 and Marvel vs. Capcom Clash of Superheroes for the Dreamcast in the UK in the same year. In 2002, Pyramid Magic was released for the iMode 503i. I know iMode, but I've not heard of 503i. And that was, of course, because it's iMode, it was in Japan. 2002, Monkey Ball was released for EasyWeb brackets Java Phase 2/2.5 in Japan. I don't know. It's apparently a mobile game released for Vodafone Live 256 kilobytes. And yeah, EasyWeb Java Phase 2/2.5 through the Sega Ages portal. I told you, it's slim pickings today, people. Kimi no Tami Nara Shineru Rub Love Daisaku Sen CD Plus. That's, of course, the Rob Rabbits CD. That was released in Japan on this day in 2004. Also in 2004, as previously mentioned, Puyo... Wait, hang on. Puyo Puyo Fever for the PlayStation Portable. But then Puyo Pop Fever is listed as a two... Oh, no, okay, sorry. I got this now. There we go. So that was released for PlayStation Portable and DS in Japan in 2004. The reason I'm getting confused, in 2005, Puyo Pop Fever 2, or Puyo Puyo Fever 2, was released for the DS in Japan. Somehow on the same day, I'm not quite sure how. 2007, Rolling Thunder 2 was released for the Virtual Console in the US. 2008, Senki Virtual On was released for iMode 90X in Japan. 2008, Wonder Boy Monster Land was released for the Virtual Console in Japan. Now we get into like weird regional releases of games that technically count. Hyperdimension Neptunia was released for the PS3 in Korea. Dead or Alive 5 Ultimate was released for Ring Edge 2 in Japan. In 2014, Phantasy Star Online 2 Original Soundtrack Volume 3, Sakura Taisa New York, Hoshigumi Show 2014. O Tanashimi wa Korikarada was released for CD in Japan. I have no clue what this is. Why was it released for the Mega Drive? Huh, okay, that's kind of interesting. Cascade Xiao Monv Magic Girl was released for the Mega Drive in the US. It was a previously unreleased game made by Epix, and it was originally made only for Japan for the Mega Drive. However, Super Fighter Team acquired full copyright to the game and released it worldwide in 2015. Trying to see who Super Fighter Team are, but Sega Retro is having a Sega Retro moment and not loading. An American video game developer which specializes in modern releases of fan-translated and unreleased games, specifically Sega Mega Drive titles. And yeah, Cascade is their most recent release. They've been releasing since 1991, apparently. Huh, interesting. Cool. So that was released on the Sega in 2015. Also in 2015, Persona 4 Dancing All Night was released for the PlayStation Vita in Korea. And in 2020, most important of all, the Aleste Collection was released for the PlayStation 4 in Japan. So we've got tracks from three games coming up in the next block now. We've got one from Pure Pop Fever, the PSP version, that is. It has the same music as the main version. We got one track from Persona 4 Dancing All Night, and then one track, of course, from the Aleste Collection. Let's kick it off with one from Pure Pop Fever. This is Phony Legendary Strongest Demon, because it's the best song from Pure Pop Fever. And then a track from, like I say, Persona 4, and then Aleste Collection. Don't go anywhere, the Sega Sunrise kicking off your Friday morning and your Christmas Eve right here on Radio Sega with awesome tracks such as these.
It's the new fruit that makes you feel super.
Yippee!
Seven a day keeps the doctor away. Chaos Fruit. Get them from your local Metropolis Zone today.
Love to from this treasure place.
Keeps me going through the night.
And for one last time, we are back. This is Sega Sunrise, and that was a banger from our LES collection. That was a LES collection, Get Set and Go Mega Mix. Before that, from Persona 4 Dancing All Night. I forgot my words for a second there. That was Snowflakes, the Narasaki remix. And kicking off the block from Puyo Pop Fever, was Phony Legendary Strongest Demon. And thank you ever so much to everyone who's been listening in for the last hour or so. I can't believe it's already been an hour and 12 minutes. Somehow, it's quite weird to think about. We've had Merry Text, we've had Gift Wrapped For You, we've had Gum, we've had Lime Reversed. Twitch affiliate Lime Reversed, nonetheless, might I point out. People are still keeping that meme alive somehow. We've got Jamie as well, and I'm going to keep scrolling, but I think that was about it. It's too early. We also had Uso Owen, and we had Mozgirl as well. Anyone else who I've missed? I don't think so, but if you've been lurking, hello to you as well. And anyone else who's listening in on the later airings of the podcast, thank you ever so much for listening as well. Right then, coming up next is, well, if you listen to the first run of this, is the replay of Sega Sunrise at 1 p.m. UK. But outside of that, we've got VG Beatsbox on tonight, the Iceferno Xmas Eve mix. So, well, it's technically the Xmas Eve Iceferno mix. But, you know, point being, that's on at 9 p.m. UK time, so be sure to tune in for that. It's going to be a great episode of VG Beatsbox. So, be sure to get your butts in here for 9 p.m. Outside of that, next time you hear from me, I actually don't know. I thought it was going to be a bit closer to the new year, but I'm not sure now. You'll hear from me sometime soon anyway, won't you? That's the main thing. But yeah, thank you ever so much to everyone who's been listening. And one more episode of Sega Sunrise to go. Reminder, that's with Gabby tomorrow at 7 a.m. UK time. The American re-airing will still be on at 8 a.m. UK time for you guys, which is 1 o'clock for us here in the UK. The original airing is on at 7 p.m. 7 a.m. UK time. Got there in the end with Gabby. So be sure to tune in for that one if you're up. Otherwise, be sure to catch the American re-airing, which is probably what I'll end up doing. I'll probably end up sleeping in late, knowing me. But yeah, thank you to all, and that'll be the last episode of Sega Sunrise for Season 2. It's been a cracking season, so thank you to everyone who's been involved. Let's give you all a little thank you, since I'm not sure if Gabby will remember to do it or not. So we've had myself, we've had I Need Fruit, we've had KC, Gabby, Greyfor, Nicholas Haman, Resident SD, and then we had Rexy, Dr. Skotnik, what else? We had Dan from the Sega Guys. We had, I'm now getting to repeats, we had Dwang, we had True Skies, we had Wrath, we had Scubman, and I think that's it for Unique Coast. Everyone else has been a repeat since then. So thank you to all of you for making Sega Sunrise awesome. Well, one more track to go then, and that is going to be, I'm going to ignore that gif. Oh man, closing that down. We got one more track to go from, I should clarify for the podcast listeners, it's a gif of bread buttering itself, shall we say. That's kind of disturbing. We've got one more track to go from Sonic Runners. I said there was a third Frozen Factory track, and this is it. Didn't hear a single peep of this in Winterfest. What's going on? What's going on with you people? It's a magical snow day from Sonic Runners. A festive bonger. So let's get into it. And thank you ever so much once again for listening to Sega Sunrise on the 24th of December. One more to go, so be sure to catch Gabby tomorrow. But as for me, that's been it for now. Have a good one, and make sure you make today a magical snow day.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.